evening, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Punchline. You are in for a treat tonight, because I'm manic depressive, and you caught me on the good day. I'm glad you're here. Without you, it would be awkward. A great-looking group, very diverse, ranging all the way from young white hippies to old white hippies. Hey! Everybody made it out. I'm glad you're here. August one brother to keep us honest here in the front. Thanks for coming out. Very excited to be here tonight. Had 5 sprained ankles, 1 James Brown split, and I got monkey butt on the way up, but it's worth it. Because now I'm finally a hiker. I'm going to give you a choice tonight. There's 2 kinds of comedy I can do. I can do some traditional stand-up comedy, talk a bit about the trail. That's the traditional show. Or I can do my one-man freak show, which has jokes and a bunch of weird crap. The choice is yours. We will go by applause. Let your voice be heard. Who would like to see the traditional comedy show? Duly noted. And who wants to see the one-man freak show? Yes! Yes! And you don't give a crap either way. This whole section, just sit there staring at, fine. The freak show it is, ladies and gentlemen. I'm about to perform on this stage of something the likes of which has never been attempted at trail days in all of its proud history. Tonight, for your entertainment, a little something I like to call the Animal Balloon of Death! Ooh. Come on, there's 30,000 of you. Who is right? And I'll tell you why. Jealous? Yeah, take a look. Enjoy that while you can. It's the only time you'll ever see a green one. The reason I call this the Animal Balloon of Death is because tonight, for your entertainment, I am literally going to risk my life by taking a fully inflated animal balloon and shoving it completely down my throat. Yes, yes, which is only slightly less disturbing than the alternative. Now, a couple words of warning. Kids, don't try this at home. Drunk adults, don't try this at home. It's extremely dangerous and is only under my control through the magic of hypnosis. Sleep! I really am going to shove this down my throat, so if you're easily grossed out, turn around. The rest of you, I want to ask you a favor. Will you help me, hikers? Will you help me, hikers? Yes! Now you sound like a crowd. Here's what I want you to do. Give me a little drum roll on your table or your lap or your analogy. For 1 minute, it'll be worth it, I swear, everybody. Oh, that's a pretty sound. Yeah! Terrific. Does it shoot out your butt? Shoot like a puppy? What's going on? So, I will tell you exactly how the trick works, and then we will move on to something far less disgusting. Fair enough? I really do swallow the balloon. When it hits the stomach acid, the rubber dissolves, forming holes. I swallow it, and in a couple of days, you'll see it in a privy somewhere. It's not pretty. I'm going to crack the Hindenburg. It's not good. But, oh, the humanity! And listen, I don't tell you that to gross you out while you're eating your elephant ears. I tell you that Because I'm going to hang out after this show. I want to meet every single one of you. That's the best part about Hiking Fest. You get to meet everybody. And I don't want to have 30,000 conversations that begin, where's the balloon? Where's the balloon? Where's the balloon? Where's the balloon? Let it go! Anyway, my name's Johnny Millwine. I'm going to take a quick picture. You guys mind if I take a picture of you? Just pick a side. I don't care. Just look like I'm funny. I'm going to fix these later in Photoshop. These will be up on my website. My website's very easy to remember. It's screwtheamish.com. Can you remember that? Screwtheamish.com. No offense to any of you bearded guys who I thought were hikers. You know the difference between a hiker and an Amish guy? Gore-Tex! Hey, but these will be up on screwtheamish.com. And I got nothing against the Amish. They're hardworking Americans. I just want to see how long it takes for them to find out. I've had screwtheamish.com up for 4 years. I haven't gotten an angry email yet. Not one phone call. I got a disgruntled carrier pigeon. I ain't scared of that crap. What are they going to do? Shun me? Oh, no. Anyway, I gotta get out of here. There's a lot of very talented people coming up. I'm gonna give you one more deep thought, because that's what hiking's all about, am I right? It's the deep thinking. It's that quiet time in your head when you realize things like, hey, there's never been a drive-by shooting at Target. They're begging for it, aren't they? I like to sit around and think of names of rock bands. I think a great name for a rock band would be Security, because the t-shirts would be cheap. And the crowd will be well behaved. But the best name I've ever come up with for a rock band is Garlic Mashed Potatoes. Woo! Garlic Mashed Potatoes is a killer name for a band because I go on tour with Meatloaf. And Corn, huh? Yeah! Meatloaf, Corn, and Garlic Mashed Potatoes. Home cooked mealapalooza. What the hell? Throw a Limp Bizkit on the side. Bring them along. Couple of Red Hot Chili Peppers and the Black Eyed Peas. Wash it down with iced tea. And for dessert, M&M or Oreo Speedwagon. That's it for me, folks. I'm Punchline. I love you guys. Have a great trail fest tonight.